A letter to grandma.
給奶奶的一封信。
Lisa writes a letter to her grandma about her latest adventure in kindergarten.
Lisa 寫了一封信給她的奶奶，信中講述了她在幼兒園的最新冒險。
Dear grandma.
親愛的奶奶。
I hope you are well.
我希望你一切都好。
Yesterday I had a big adventure at kindergarten.
昨天我在幼儿园有一次大冒险。
We went to a park.
我们去了一个公园。
I met many new friends.
我见到了很多新朋友。
We played together.
我们一起玩耍。
We also had lunch.
我们还吃了午餐。
Lunch was very tasty.
午餐非常美味。
In the afternoon, we painted pictures.
下午我们画了画。
I painted a red cat.
我画了一只红色的猫。
The teacher said I painted well.
老师说我画得很好。
She was happy.
她很开心。
After going home, I told mom.
回家后，我告诉妈妈。
She was proud of me.
她为我感到自豪。
I am happy to share my story with you.
我很高兴能和你分享我的故事。
You are the best grandma in the world.
你是世界上最好的奶奶。
Love, Lisa.
爱你的 Lisa.
The first time online.
第一次在线。
Toby discovers the internet for the first time. He learns how to use secure passwords and how to distinguish between useful and less useful information.
托比第一次发现了互联网。他学会了如何安全地使用密码，以及如何区分有用和不太有用的信息。
Max is feeling uncomfortable for days and visits the doctor.
马克思感情健康和身体的问题。
He learns how to describe his symptoms and which body parts need to be addressed to receive the right treatment.
他学习如何描述他的症状以及哪些身体部位需要触及以获得正确的治疗。
Step by step, he understands the examination process.
一步一步，他明白了体检过程。
The doctor asks Max how he feels.
医生询问马克思的感受。
The doctor listens carefully and takes notes.
医生详细听取并做笔记。
Max describes his symptoms.
马克思描述他的症状。
His throat is sore, and he has a cough.
他的喉咙痛并且他咳嗽。
His temperature is slightly elevated.
他的体温有些升高。
The doctor thinks it might be a cold.
医生认为可能是感冒。
He recommends treatment.
他提出了治疗建议。
Max needs to rest more.
马克思需要多休息。
He also suggests drinking warm water.
他还建议喝温水。
Medication is optional.
药物是可选的。
The doctor provides some painkillers.
医生提供了镇痛药。
Max feels relieved and thanks the doctor.
马克思感到安心并且感谢医生。
He learns how to better communicate his health issues.
他学会了如何更好地传达他的健康问题。
This experience gives him confidence.
这段经历给了他信心。
Next time he visits, he will be more confident.
下次就诊时，他会更自信。
Max is grateful for the doctor's help.
马克思感谢医生的帮助。
It improves his communication skills with doctors.
这提升了他的癌患沟通技巧。
Title: A Day in My City.
标题：我城市的一天。
Description: Anna describes her perfect day in her hometown. She takes us to the most popular cafes, museums, and secret favorite spots that you must see.
描述：安娜描述了她在家乡的完美一天。她带我们去了最受欢迎的咖啡馆、博物馆和必看必看的秘密喜爱之地。
Exploring professional worlds.
探索职业世界。
Jonas attends a career fair and learns about professions like data scientist and environmental technician.
乔纳斯参观一场职业展会，了解数据科学家和环境技术员等职业。
He interviews professionals to gain better insight into their daily work.
他采访了专业人士，以便更好地了解他们每天的工作。
On the first day of the fair, he attended a seminar on data analysis.
在展会的第一天，他参加了一场关于数据分析的研讨会。
The speaker explained the applications of big data in various fields.
演讲者解释了大数据在多个领域中的应用。
Jonas was impressed by how commercial value is created from it.
乔纳斯对如何从中创造商业价值印象深刻。
In the afternoon, he visited an exhibition on green energy.
当天下午，他参观了一个关于绿色能源的展览。
The exhibits highlighted the importance of solar and wind energy.
展品突出了太阳能和风能的重要性。
This exhibit sparked Jonas's interest in renewable energy.
这一展示激发了乔纳斯对可再生能源的兴趣。
He learned how innovations can reduce pollution while increasing efficiency.
他了解到创新如何在减少污染的同时提高效率。
The evening event was a networking gathering.
晚上的活动是一个网络聚会。
Jonas met others who were interested in similar careers.
乔纳斯会见了其他对类似职业感兴趣的人。
They exchanged insights and ideas.
他们交换了见解和想法。
This gave Jonas new professional inspiration.
这给了乔纳斯新的职业灵感。
On the second day of the fair, the focus was on career skill development.
展会的第二天，讨论焦点是职业技能发展。
Jonas was particularly interested in courses on communication and problem solving.
乔纳斯特别关注沟通和解决问题的课程。
These were emphasized as key skills in the workplace.
这些被强调为工作场所的关键能力。
Finally, he noted the growing demand for technical skills.
最后，他注意到技术技能的增长需求。
Educational paths in Germany.
德国的教育途径。
Sophie explores the various educational systems and training opportunities in Germany and discusses the pros and cons of dual education, university, and University of Applied Sciences.
Sophie 研究了德国的各种教育系统和培训机会，并讨论了双重教育大学和应用科技大学的优缺点。
She sits in a quiet library, immersed in study.
她坐在一间安静的图书馆里，沉浸在研究中。
Her notebook is filled with detailed information about the German educational system.
她的笔记本上满是关于德国教育系统的详细信息。
She is particularly interested in the dual education system that combines classroom learning with work experience.
她对双重教育体系尤为感兴趣，该体系结合了课堂学习和工作经验。
Although this path offers practical experience, Sophie worries about the quality of theoretical knowledge.
尽管这条路径提供了实践经验，但索菲担心理论知识的质量。
She plans to interview several people who have undergone this type of education to better understand its long-term benefits.
她计划采访几位经历过这种教育的人，以更好地理解其长期效益。
Next, she explores German university education, particularly universities oriented towards academic research.
接下来，她探索德国的大学教育，尤其是用于学术研究的大学。
She finds these universities offer a profound theoretical foundation and extensive research opportunities.
她发现，这些大学提供深厚的理论基础和广泛的研究机会。
However, she also notices that employment prospects in certain disciplines might not be as favorable as those of vocational education graduates.
然而，她也注意到，某些学科的就业前景可能不如职业教育毕业生。
Finally, she considers the practice-oriented courses offered by German universities of applied sciences.
最后，她考虑了德国应用科技大学提供的实践导向课程。
These courses emphasize technical skills and direct employability.
这些课程强调技术技能和直接就业能力。
Sophie is attracted by the fast-track entry to the job market these courses can provide.
Sophie 受到这些课程可以快速进入劳动力市场的吸引。
Yet, she also learns that this path might limit academic development.
然而，她也了解到，该途径可能会限制学术发展。
As the sun sets, Sophie leaves the library, deeply contemplating these educational paths.
日落时分，索菲走出图书馆，带着对这些教育路径的深深思考。
She realizes that choice includes weighing personal interests, career goals, and the inherent strengths and limitations of the educational systems themselves.
她意识到，选择包括权衡个人兴趣、职业目标和教育体系本身的优势和局限性。
With these reflections, Sophie returns home to begin planning her next steps in her own academic journey.
未雨绸缪, Sophie 返回家中, 开始为她自己的学术之旅计划下一步。